Tonight's share, we're going to focus a little bit more on Amir al-Nachri. We're going to try to come up with scenarios that might possibly be allowed to ask a guy straight out without any remiza, without any hinting. As we'll hopefully get to tonight, a lot of the hinting is done incorrectly. It's either that it's done wrong or you have no right to hint in the first place. But we're going to discuss tonight some scenarios where it might be mutter directly to ask a guy to perform various malachas on a Jew's behalf. Again, I make this disclaimer, especially with this such a topic that's very sensitive, like Shabbos and food and lights and air conditioning. Again, before any person decides to ask a guy to do anything, whether it be Amir or whether it be Remiza, he must run it by his local Orthodox Rav to ensure exactly how he goes about doing it. The purpose of tonight's shir is this way you have the ammunition to come to the Rav and tell the Rabbi, Rabbi, this is the case. I think I'm going to be Samech on X, Y, and Z. What do you think? And he'll sign off, and then you can do as you please. But without that, one should not use any form of Amir l'Nachri. As we mentioned last week, according to some, it might be Nisr Derais. According to all, it's Nisr Derabanan. And if we get to, hopefully tonight, we'll see that if you do it in an incorrect setting, you might not be allowed to enjoy what the guy did on your behalf. So let's talk about some of the two very famous etayim that are out there that might be negated to many of our situations of Amir l'Nachri. The first is based on the sheet of the Baal HaItter. The Baal HaItter is quoted in the Ramah. But it's interesting how the Ramah quotes his Baal HaItter. Let's mention the Baal HaItter outside, and then we'll see how the Ramah quotes it. The Baal HaItter is of the opinion that the Isra of Amir al-Nachri does not exist when you're doing a mitzvah. If what you're asking the guy to do is to perform any form of a mitzvah, it doesn't have to be a mitzvah d'oraisa, it could even be a mitzvah d'rabbanan, but it's a mitzvah. You're not asking the guy to do something for pleasure. It's a mitzvah. You're asking him to turn on the lights so you can eat the Shabbos meal. You're asking him so you can turn on lights so you can learn Torah. You're asking him to turn on the air conditioner so you can sit in shul. Everything that's related to mitzvah. The Baal HaItter's opinion is there is no prohibition of Amir l'Nachri. Everything is completely mut. That's the sheet of the Baal HaItter. He derives it from sugyas in about Mila, the same over matter things by Mila. The question is Mila different because Mila, we know, is automatically Deicha Shabbos, other mitzvahs or not. But that's the sheet of the Baal HaItter. So, if you hold like this Baal HaItter, so a lot of the shayles that come up in our home, and definitely in the shul, are shayles that pertain to mitzvah. The fire went out and the fridge light is on. These are all mitzvahs. I gotta eat a Shabbos meal. I gotta be able to sit in shul. So, many shayles would be prevented according to this Baal HaItter. The problem is, in the Rishonim, the Baal HaItter was widely rejected. So the question is, okay, what about amongst the Achronim, Legabe Psak Halacha? So the Raman Reishayin Vav writes like this, Haga, Yeshayimim de Mutaloyim Elagay Lahalik Ner, Lesuda Shabbos. Says the Raman, there are those who say, we know that this is the Baal HaItter, that say you are allowed to ask a guy to light a candle. Now again, lighting a candle back then was an Issa Deraisa. Today, we talk about lighting candles, we mean lighting, turning on lights. That we'll get to tonight might be only an Issa d'Rabbanan. But back then, it was clearly an Issa d'Oraisa. Mishum de svile de mutter amir l'goya afilu b'mlocha gemura. It's mutter to ask even a real melacha. What does it mean by melacha gemura? It means something which is an Issa d'Oraisa. B'makei mitzvah. Whenever it's in the area of mitzvah. Now, what was the example the Ramah gave? Suda Shabbos. Suda Shabbos is not a d'Oraisa. It's a pasuk. Karas la Shabbos einig. It's not a d'Oraisa. Nonetheless, the Ramah says you would be allowed to turn on the light so you can eat your Shabbos meal. Says the Ramah, Sha'al pi zeh nogu rabbi mohokal bedover letzavis legoyim nahalik nesu tzorech suda. And based on this, developed in the times of the Ramah, in Krakow, in the 1500s, people all using this Baal HaItter, befrat besudas chasana aimila, and they were specifically doing this by a chasana, meaning a sheva brachas possibly, or a mila. Why those events? Either because those events are mitzvahs, or because those events you had a big turnout, or a lot of people there. Some even say it was embarrassing. If you make this big suda and you invite the other side, and they come to your town, and everyone's sitting in the dark. It's a very mevuish type of a situation. They mechim biyadam, and no one stopped them. Now, does that mean the Ramah is endorsing the sheet of the Baal HaItter, or is he just saying, this is what people do, take it or leave it? Then he adds, v'yesh lahachmir, but I think you should be machmir, but mokim she'ein tzarech gadol. Well, there's not such a big need. What exactly does that mean, a big need? Well, I concludes the Ramah, the Haroiva Paiskim Cholkim Asrozu, because the majority of the Paiskim disagree with this Baal HaItter. It's very unclear what the Ramah is telling us to do. He's mentioning the Baal HaItter, he's telling us what people were doing in the times in his times in Krakow in the 1500s. He then concludes and says he thinks you should be Machmer unless it's a Tzarech Gadol. So what are we supposed to do with all this information? So the Mishnah Berurah on the page, I didn't photocopy it. This week we photocopied it. Last week, if you want to look back to the Ma'amar Kaimis, the Mishnah Berurah quoted the Shulah Kaddish. The Shulah Kaddish says, I disagree with this Ramah. I hold, even the Tzairich Gadol, you can't use this Baal HaItter. That was the Mishnah Berurah quoting the opinion of the Shulah Kaddish. But how do we read this Ramah for ourselves? What is the Ramah telling us? Can we use this Baal HaItter? Can't we use this Baal HaItter? What's a Tzairich Gadol? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that we all misunderstood this Ramah. The Ramah is not justifying using this balo iter. So what is the Ramah telling us? Says Aruch HaShulchan, V'nir lehedyesh Rabbein Ramah atzmi loy nichalei bekach. The Ramah doesn't think you can actually use the balo iter. The Ramah doesn't think if you have all your lights go out, or the air conditioner turns off, you can't eat your Shabbos meal, or the refrigerator you can't open and therefore all the food, or the fire goes out and you can't eat anything. No, you can't use the balo iter. So what does the Ramah want? He's trying to justify on why everyone was doing what they were doing. How could it be Gan's Klais if it was all being over in Issim? On that, the Ramah came and said, don't worry, they're being sent on the Baal Iter. The Bach and the Magen Avraham both learned that the Ramah was not telling you it's Mutter. He was just saying, don't get all riled up and start yelling at the communities that are all doing it, because we have a premise, Mutter Shiu Shoygi V'ayu Amazit. Oh, this is only the Rabbanon. Amir Lenochi is the Rabbanon.
No, but they're lighting the candle.
Yeah, but the guy is doing it. Amir Lenochi would only, according to most Shitas, the Mishnah himself passes like this, it's only the Rabbanon.
Even though the guy is doing it.
Even though the guy is doing it, but for us, it would only be the Rabbanon. And don't stop them. If the guy's going to come and ask you, Rabbi, can I ask the guy to turn the light? Of course. I never heard anyone in my time, again, the Aruch HaShulchan was 200, 300 years post that, he was the mid to late 1800s, and he was also a Dayan, he said, I never heard anyone using this Balo Iter. So the Aruch HaShulchan seems to reject any possibility of us using this Balo Iter. So the first Taina a person is going to say to himself when he has a Shaila on Shabbat, he's going to say, okay, let's pull out the Balo Iter. I'm going to come to the Rabbi and tell the Rabbi, I need to turn on the lights, it's pitch dark in my house, or the clock was set incorrectly and everyone's sitting in the dark, how can we have a Shabbos meal? You can't have a Shabbos meal. Ramon Shulchan Aruch quotes the Balo Iter. So you have to say to yourself 1 second. The Shlach HaKadosh says, even if it's a Tzarech Gadol, that doesn't work. So you're out. The Aruch HaShulchan says, no one uses it. So that's not going to fly. So right away, just using the Balo Iter pashtus is not going to get you too far. Now, yeah?
Is there any distinction to be made, whether if you ask him outright or you hint? The end result is the same, but is there a lot of...
So pashtus right now, and we'll get to it hopefully in a little bit more detail. It's a shame. We could probably spend 6 months on Amir Lenochi. We probably could, and same thing with Yichud. But here we're stickle up against the clock, because next week we have to start talking about the 3 weeks, so we're going to have to stop talking about it, and maybe we'll pick it up later. Pashtus not. Pashtus, the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch that Remiza is as usher as Amira. Now, there are exceptions when you are allowed to do Remiza and how to do Remiza, but this general rule that Remiza is mutter is incorrect. The Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch, Remiza is usher. Now, there's another Mishnah Berurah, number 3 is in Siman Shin Zayin. In Siman Shin Zayin, which we'll actually see together in a few minutes, there the Shulchan Aruch says that although an Amira Lenachwi to perform a Deraisa is prohibited, but an Amira Lenachwi to perform a Issad Rabbanon at some times could be mut. That's the Shulchan Aruch, which we'll get to in a few minutes. On that Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah makes the following comment. He says, Va'al Kain, also loymil any Yehudi lahadlik ner kadei lo modu l'spal. But if it's a Deraisa, says Mishnah Berurah, you may not ask a guy to turn on a light in order so you can learn in daven. Now, why is that? Because Mishnah Berurah is saying we can't really be samech on the Balo Iter. It's interesting, they bring down b'shem a Baron Cutler there. A Baron Cutler held, this Rabbi Ribiak quotes in the back, he says b'shem a Baron Cutler, that a Baron held of, let's say, in a yeshiva, where after Friday night meal, there's Seder, and you have, hopefully most of the yeshiva, I can't say all the yeshiva, goes up and learns Friday night for whatever, 2-3 hours in the winter. And let's say the lights went out. So a Baron held, that's considered Talmud Torah de Rabbim. Talmud Torah de Rabbim, a Baron held, you are allowed to ask a guy and be samech on the Balo Iter. The Mishnah Berurah is talking about an individual. One guy wants to sit and learn at night. Beautiful. You can't be over Amir Lenoch because you want to learn a Gemara. That's the way Rabbi Aaron held. Rabbi Aaron held, if it's Torah, Talmud, Torah, the Rabbi, let's say it's supposed to be a shir in the shul Friday night. 10 people are coming to learn the Daf Yomi, and the Rabbi's giving a shir, and the lights go out. So then Rabbi Aaron said, Talmud, Torah, the Rabbi, you can be samech on the Balo Iter. Even though we are saying now that's not the widely accepted opinion. But when this Mishnah Berurah says you can't ask a guy to turn on a light for learning, that means the Talmud Torah diyach. One guy sitting in his house and he decides he wants to catch up on the daf tonight and his light goes out, he can't ask a guy to turn on a light. That's the pshara that Baron Cutler made.
Where do we see that there's an etta for the Robin?
So we're going to see that.
I've heard of it before.
So it's all based on this Chai Adam that Mishnah Berurah quoted. And we tumbled about this last week. We'll chazer it again. The Chai Adam writes that you're allowed to ask a guy to fix the Erev on Shabbos. Even if the guy's fixing the Erev will involve in the Sederaisa, Kedei Shulei Machshol HaRabim. So we shouldn't be Machshol the Rabim. That's really what the Chai Adam said. To which case scenario the Achrenim want to compare it to, let's say you have a case with a mikvah, the women's mikvah Friday night lost all its electricity. So the women are just not going to go to the mikvah. They're not going to sit in the pitch dark. They're not going to go. So that's a big mikvah. The women are not going to the mikvah. So then they apply this Chai Adam. So from that Chai Adam, people say, oh, you see, it's not totally in... Michshol, it's Tolin Rabim. It's a din in the Rabim. That's not really what the the Chayalim didn't say din Rabim. He said Michshol the Rabim. His point was, it makes more sense that we should be over one Amir and Achri instead of 100 people carrying baby strollers. Right? That's what always happens when the Erev goes down Shabbos morning, and whatever you do, you tell them, don't you tell people, but you have a bunch of people walking in the streets with their baby carriages, and everyone's carrying things to shul. So the Chayalim said, in that case, it's Kedai to be Samech on the Baal Ha'itah. So people say, oh, this Baal Ha'itah means if it's a Sarechei Rabim. That's not really what the Chayalim said. Now, there are those who make this Sushta. We'll see, even Rav Moshe held this way. Rav Moshe held that Letzarech Rabim, you can also be Samech on the Baal Ha'itah. Even though, again, it could just mean what when we feel comfortable using the Baal Ha'itah is, even though he's a Dasi Yochan and his Pashtus, he's rejected. But Letzarechei Rabim, we'll feel more comfortable using it. But when the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Chayalim, his Pashtus is not talking about Letzarechei Rabim. He's talking about a Michshol Rabim, something that can affect a community, not something that's Letzarech a community.
Regarding the mikvah, was there a chashash that the woman then go all over her husband not going to mikvah? Or just
I think there's a lot of chashashes. I think the chashash is either they won't go at all, or they'll never make it back the next night, or being mevatel. I know there's a lot of things that we're concerned about. And therefore, I can hear why one would be samech on the Baal Ha'itah in such a scenario. Now, so where are we holding now? We're holding now that there's really no great heter to ask a guy to perform a malacha deraisa, even if you have a mitzvah. Now, there's a great tshuva from Rav Moshe Feinstein, which someone brought up in last week's share, and I found it in Rav Moshe in a tshuva. Rav Moshe is a very famous tshuva, everyone knows, where he talks about using Shabbos clocks. A very famous tshuva from Rav Moshe. It's in Igros Moshe, or Chaim Cheluk Dalet Simen Samach. So number four, I quoted a big part of that tshuva, because I think it's fascinating. Look at what Rav Moshe writes. Rav Moshe was asked the question, is a person allowed to use Shabbos clocks to use on Shabbos? So the first part of the tshuva I did not photocopy. Rav Moshe says you can't, because in Cain you're going to be able to run factories on Shabbos. Okay, but then Rav Moshe says even better. Zok to Rav Moshe ubarer shem haye ze bezman hatanoim vamaroim haye oisum ze. Says Rav Moshe, it's pasha to him that if Shabbos clocks existed in the times of the Gemara, they would have asserted Shabbos clocks without a question. Kimoisha asru amir la'akum itam ze. Says Moshe, the same way they asked Amir Allah and Achri. The same way Chazal got up and said, even though technically it's mutter, we got to do something because this is going to be a free fall for Shabbos. They would have asked Shabbos clocks, Dr. Moshe. But Baruch Hashem, they didn't have. Like the potatoes and the kidneys. If they would have had potatoes, we would have been in big trouble. So sometimes the Baruch Hu does us a favor. He doesn't produce certain things at certain times. So we were lucky he didn't have them. Dr. Moshe, v'gam ulayhum emeila b'chal isuzed the asra amila akum. Here Moshe goes on a chiddush. He wants to tell you that maybe using a Shabbos clock is included in the Isser of Amir Lanach. Now, we spoke last week about some of the various reasons in the Rishonim and why Amir Lanach is Isser. One of the reasons are, Ishaloite Kalab Einov. The Rambam Shita is that it's just going to create a very lax attitude towards Shabbos, which is really where Moshe is going. You're going to have a clock for your lights, you'll have a clock for this, you'll have a clock for that, but you're running a whole Shabbos. Shabbos means nothing. So Moshe is saying a massive chiddush that he believes two things. A, that if they would have had Shabbos clocks in the times of the Tanaim Vamaroyim, they would have Isser it. And B, maybe even still Isser. Maybe somehow it's included in the Isser of Amir Lanach. Then Rav Moshe says, "Aval kol ponim mashik v'anogu lahamla deimora she'os lekabas haneres the electricity shehudluku." Dr. Moshe, the fact that it already became accepted that we use timers to turn off the lights, the gam sheyichzu lahadlekach kach b'sefiyim, and we have them go back on. Dr. Moshe, ain la aser. I can't prohibit that. May achad the likibe haneres shel hamaneres hagadol sheniku b'laz lampin shayudeish mamish. Those that are mamish fire. Nogu b'chol mekaymis lechabsamay deyakum. Says Rav Moshe, what am I supposed to tell you? The Velt was going around asking Goyim to turn off real fire. What was everyone being Samech on to ask a guy to turn off a fire? They're being Samech on the Baal Ha'itah. Zog Rav Moshe, show you Deish Mamish, you become show you Nogim Lachla, Dikim Mesem, this is Tfilin the Ilab Yom Kippur. Where did it all start? We spoke about this Tshuva from the Noid Behud, the Dechsam Sefer. It all started with Ne'ilah. Ne'ilah came, Yom Kippur, they were all sitting in the dark. No one could read the Machzor, no one could daven. So they were matter asking a guy to turn on a light. What are you talking about? How can you ask a guy to turn on a light? It's an Isser Deraisa of Adlokas Ner. Teretz is the Baal Ha'itah. Now again, the Baal Ha'itah was the Tzarech Mitzvah. Davening Ne'ilah, Yesh Lodom, what mitzvah that exactly is. So the point is, it's a big Tzarech, it's a justifiable reason. So Rav Moshe says back, Rav Moshe says people were using this Baal Ha'itah on regular Shabbos. So you won't sit in the dark shal shudis. People were being samech on the Baal Ha'itah. So Rav Moshe says, "V'nimshach b'zeh be'ezim mekayim shegam shenoga rabim lahakol tzavus la'akam lahadak l'tzarech suda." So Dr. Moshe, because people use the guy on Ne'ilah once a year, so they started using it every week. What's the difference in Ne'ilah every week? Befrat, says Rav Moshe, besudas chasana imila u'mashma shebemakam tzarech gadol matter. They held it was a makam tzarech. Shalachin afshem in haroi lahachmir. Even though it's not correct, because you should really be machmir. U'bigvolenu be'Europe hichmiru. Dr. Moshe, and in Europe, taka, we were machmir and did not use the Baal Ha'itah. Mikol makam kimcheish rabbisa shetiru. V'nogu came by Mekoyim, since so many people did use the Balo Iter, Ein la'aser mashikra nogu lahakel ba'hamodas electric key be'erev Shabbos ayde moru sh'o sh'yichve v'gam sh'yadik b'Shabbos lahazmin shehemidu. So Zalki Moshe, alom n'shevoy. Zalki Moshe, the reason why I can justify using Shabbos clocks is because it's no different than actually asking a guy directly. Ramosha Lushitas. Ramosha, who just told us that using a Shabbos clock in his mind is the same thing as asking a guy directly. So Ramosha, so Vibalta became so accepted to ask a guy for a justifiable reason. Now here's where it gets a little tricky. To have the light turn on in your room so you can read a book, where's the mitzvah there? That's not really a mitzvah. Ainik Shabbos. It gets a little tricky. According to Ramosha, you should only be allowed to use the Shabbos clocks for mitzvahs, to turn on the light in the shul, to turn on the light in your dining room so you can eat shal shudders, to turn on the air conditioner so you can have a meal. Just to turn on a light or to turn off a light, let's say to turn off a light because you want to save electricity, which is really why people turned off the lights in the first place, because we want to save electricity. That's not a tzarech mitzvah. What type of tzarech mitzvah is that? So it's a shtickle hard to understand. But Lamaisa, this is what Ramosha held. Ramosha at least writes like this in the Tshuva. He thinks Lagabe had loka. So with air conditioners, Ramosha was much more machmeh. He held there's no heter to use a timer for an air conditioner. But for lights off and on, that Ramosha was make. Yeah.
I had heard that.
Yeah.
People said Ramosha already said by lights.
You know, it's based on this. That's what Ramosha's saying. Ramosha's saying it's a lumdus.
But he said at that time they weren't using it on the air conditioner.
Right. So that's why air conditioner is not. Because Ramosha's using it saying we can only apply the heter when we're discussing an equivalent of Amil and Achil Gabiner. Now Ramosha has a tshuva where he taka says it is aser. He doesn't write it explicitly, but mitoich the tshuva, it's clear Ramosha, there's no heter to ask a guy to turn on an air conditioner. Ramosha, that's not mutter. So if you're not allowed to ask a guy to do it, you wouldn't be allowed to set a timer.
Same premise. Erev Shabbos.
Same premise. That we hold that's us. We hold you now and ask a guy in Erev Shabbos to do malacha for you on Shabbos. Right? That'd be the same case over here because you're setting the timer on Shabbos. So Ramosha over here is interesting for a couple of reasons. A, you see Ramosha understood that Shabbos clocks should be included in. And you see, secondly, Ramosha was open to accepting the Balo Iter, which is what I really wanted from this tshuva. Right. It's like, this is what they were doing. They were using this Balo Iter. Now, in the Sefer Misoyris Moshe, the Sefer written by Reb Tendler, B'Shem Rav Moshe, there he quotes Rav Moshe, where Rav Moshe held that Litzayrich on a rare occasion, Rav Moshe held you get to ask a guy to turn on the lights in the shul and turn on the lights for something like that, that's a mitzvah. Because he held the Balo Iter, he learned the Ramah differently. Rav Moshe learned that the Rav Pshat and the Ramah didn't want us using the Balo Iter every Shabbos. Rav Moshe felt that the Ramah was afraid. If you're going to use the Balo Iter once, you're going to use them every week. You'll never set the clocks properly. You'll never set the lights properly. Every week, you'll figure, what's the big deal? I'll go to the guy and ask him to turn it on. The Balo Iter says I can do it. So he says that Ramosha was afraid of this. And that's why the Ramah says, no, we can't use the Balo Iter. But Ba'akroi, once in a while, says Ramosha Vadavis, once in a while, a crazy story happens, an accident happens, something happens, you can use the Balo Iter. So he writes that Rav Tendler showed Ramosha the Aruch HaShulchan. And Ramosha said, no, okay, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. He wasn't very in the spall from the Aruch HaShulchan. But the Aruch HaShulchan is very clear. We read it together. The Aruch HaShulchan felt that this Balo Iter should not be used in a regular situation. So whether or not we can, when we're trying to build up heterim to why we can turn on a light in shul or turn on a light in our house for a mitzvah, turn on the lights for our suda, so our first starting point will be, can we be samech on the opinion of the Balo Iter, justify it that it's a tzarech mitzvah, and be samech on the Balo Iter ba'akroi. Obviously, you can't do this every week, but if it happens on a rare occasion, that's situation number one. Heter number two, so I think, in my humble opinion, this is going to be very shvach to use this one. This one they use in shuls a lot. They'll use it in the shul, they'll use it in yeshiva. In your private house, people don't seem to be very comfortable using this Balo Iter. So we got to come up with another heter. What's another snif lahakel if a person doesn't have lights on Shabbos? So there's another halach in Shulchan Aruch, number five. The Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch, number five, that davar she'eina melacha, the eina also lasays b'Shabbos el mishum shvus. Let's say the thing you're asking the guy to do is not like turning on a light, which in itself is an issur d'oraisa. You're asking the guy to do something for you which you yourself can only not do midrabbanan. It's midrabbanan. It's not d'oraisa. If you would do this with Eidim and Asra, you would not get skila. It's only a d'rabbanan. But it's still asur. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, even though this is also a very big machloikish b'shainim, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, mutter li Yisrael loyim l'nehudi lasayse b'Shabbos. You could. But there's conditions. So this is the first step. This is what we know as a shvus de shvus. This is another head that people throw around really fast. Shvus de shvus, yeah, it's no problem. Amir l'rachu, shvus de shvus. Let's calm down. First of all, it's macholikis b'shoinim. It's A. B, it's only with heterim. First of all, you have to first figure out what's a shvus and what's a derais. That's step number one. You got to know all of Hilcha Shabbos to know what's a shvus and what's a derais. But let's assume you know what those things are. So what's a shvus? Dr. Shocham, what can you do? V'ushiyeh sham miktsas choyli. So one heter has got to be somewhat of a sick person. This, as we spoke more about this last week, it doesn't mean he's deathly ill, doesn't mean he's a chalishish b'sakana. He can have something as simple as a basic cold, but he feels uncomfortable. Oy, yet tsayrich ledavar tsayrich harbe. It's a big need. There's a big need for him to perform this malacha. Very unclear what's that tsayrich. So there's a machloikis el yirab and primagadim. What happens if it's a question of hefsid mammon? Big loss of mammon. Big loss of mammon. What exactly constitutes a big loss of mammon, I don't know either. But let's say it would be something financially. Let's say, for example, a guy gets a delivery of a very, very expensive object, and he wants to bring it into his house. And let's say there's no Erev, so he wants to ask the guy to bring it, you know, Rishus HaYochid through Carmelis, assuming you don't live in Rishus HaRabim community. Let's say Shabbos when the Erev is down. Let's say the Erev would be down. And you want to ask the guy to bring a package into your house, a very expensive thing you got, delivery, merchandise, whatever it is. Can you ask a guy to bring it in? So that's a machlokes l'Rabbi Rabban Primagadim. The Mishnah Berurah sounds like in a couple of places he thinks you could be mekel. So that's one thing to keep in mind. So that might be a tzarich, a big loss of mammon. Oh, ibn a mitzvah. Or if it's a mitzvah, you need to do a mitzvah. Let's say, for example, you need to get a sefer to your house. You need to get svarim. You need to get chumash, a sitter, something like that. You can be amira shvus to shvus. Right, something like that. That's really the original place where it was mutar was by the Mila knife. The question in the Mishnah was, can we apply that to all mitzvahs? Now, at the end of the Shulchan Aruch, he says, v'yesh oisrim. There are those who hold you can't. We're noyig to do it, but it is a machloikish Mishnah. Now, the Shaar Tzion writes in number 6, and this is important for us. The Shaar Tzion writes, u'mashikosav tzarachai be'efshe d'davke v'dover shu tzar haguf. That's to cause you physical pain. What does that mean? It means you're extremely uncomfortable. You're climbing the walls, you can't calm down. This is really getting to you, the fact that you can't have this malacha done on your behalf. Okay. Now, there's a line over here in the Kisra Reb Henkin. Reb Henkin has a ksavim. A lot of them they're still finding and printing. You know, his grandson that was killed, Nabuch, was very involved in this as well. And he was a big participant in printing and coming and finding a lot of these interesting ksavim for Reb Henkin and psakim for Reb Henkin. He was very involved. And bring a lot of this to light. Nebuch, he was killed. But Reb Henkin writes in Ksavim, he writes like this. Al-Koponim ha-Sofik l'inyin chiyuv av-bavadi asr. He's talking about electricity, which again is beyond the scope of tonight's shir to discuss what exactly is the halachic status of electricity. Is electricity the rights? Is electricity the rabbanon? Why exactly can't we turn on lights? We'll put that aside for tonight. Says Reb Henkin, Bein lahadlik, bein lechabis. If you want to turn on a light, now again, we're not talking about a candle. We're talking about electricity. Says Reb Henkin, you want to turn on a light. You want to turn off a light. Ulam aydei nochri letzarich beis haknesses. Oy tzarich sudes besab bebeis. No gula hatir. Zog to Reb Henkin, a massive chiddush. Zog to Reb Henkin, if you need to turn on a light in your house or turn off a light, either letzarich beis haknesses or for your own personal house, no problem. Where's Reb Henkin coming from? This is a massive chiddush. According to Reb Henkin, if the light turns off Friday night and your table and you're sitting in the pitch dark, or maybe the air conditioner goes off and you can't continue the suda, and the suda is going to have to stop. So one way of learning is he's being semach on the Baal Eter, which would be a very big chiddush. The other way they learn is that Reb Henkin is saying a different chiddush. Reb Henkin is saying that fakert, electricity is a derabbanan. So it's a shvus to shvus, but maka mitzvah. Shulchan Aruch says you can do it. This is the other way to learn Reb Henkin. Reb Henkin is saying that electricity is deemed a shvus to shvus, and since electricity is a shvus to shvus, b'makom mitzvah, it would be mutter. So we saw a similar svar like this last week from the Menachas Yitzchak. The Menachas Yitzchak had a chiddush where he said, if it's very, very hot in the house, you can ask a guy to turn on the air conditioner. Based on the same principle of shvus to shvus, l'tzarech godel. The Shulchan Aruch said, if it's a tzarech harbe. Shaar Tzion says it means you're very uncomfortable. If it would be as hot as it was last week, or as hot as they say it's going to be this week, and the air conditioner is not on, I think that's a tzarech harbe. So the Menachas Yitzchak felt that you could be saying on shvus to shvus, the tzarech harbe.
You can tell him straight out.
Straight, go over to the guy. No problem. Go over to the guy and say, I need you to turn the air conditioner on, raise it, fix it, do whatever you got to do. That was the opinion of the Menachas Yitzchak. As we mentioned last week, many Achreinim disagreed in this, and one of those big Achreinim was Rav Moshe and others, a list of others, who disagreed. They said, no, you're not allowed to ask a guy to turn on the air conditioner for Shabbos. But one of the premises was on this idea that electricity is a shvus to shvus. So if it's electricity, it's a shvus to shvus. So either mitzvah or tzairich, you're able to do it. So this is what Reb Henkin says. So it's a chiddush gadol from Reb Henkin. So maybe you can bring this to the Rav when you're trying to build a case to why you want to ask the guy to turn on the lights so you can have the shudim, the Shabbos meal.
It's always
tzairich. What's his lashon? Tzairich sudas bebayis. Let's say it's tzairich. You need to sleep, right? Let's say you leave the light on in the room. You leave the light on in the room. You need to sleep Shabbos. What are you supposed to do? There's no other bedroom. There's a shortage of beds. So maybe you can be tzairich on the balut in that case as well. Yeah.
Rav Henkin, that we would have to assume was going with those poskim who said definitely the electricity
is the rabban.
Right. Otherwise, it would be a suffix d'oraisa.
Right. So it's interesting. If Moshe writes in the tshuva that he thinks you at least have to be choshesh. And this was the opinion of Rabbi Yashiv as well. You have to at least be choshesh that there's enough people out there that hold electricity is d'oraisa. The Chazon Ish was one of the big believers in it. So many achranim felt we can't go over that ledge and say, electricity is a shvus. Because if that would be true, it would be matter a lot of things on Shabbos. A lot of things would be motor based on the shvus to shvus, which we'll get to some of them tonight. But that's a big pill to swallow, that you're willing to go halacha l'mais and say that electricity is a derabon. But Moshe felt not comfortable, neither did Rabbi Yashiv. So it's a chiddush. But again, if you want to justify turning lights off, lights on, air conditioner on, air conditioner off, and you're justifying it, your justification would be amiru l'nachu, shvus to shvus, the tzairich god. Now this is an interesting shayla I want to discuss, because I get this shayla a lot with young couples when they're having their first baby, but it's very relevant for many grandparents. The shayla always comes up is the kids go into labor, the daughter or the wife goes into labor on Friday, she has the baby over Shabbos, and they want to know, can they call the house to let the family know what happened? They go over to the Goyisha nurse and they tell the nurse, please call my parents' house and leave a recording on the machine that we had a baby boy, we had a baby girl, everyone's okay. Is that mutter on Shabbos? This is a ma'isim b'cholya, and people do this all the time. This is a very common case. The shayla is that right? Is there any justification for asking a guy to call up on the phone, leave a voicemail? Again, this only works if you still have an old-fashioned answering machine. Most of us don't have that anymore. But you have to have an old-fashioned answering machine. Is it mutter? And it maybe sound funny to us, but I'm telling you, this happens all the time. All the young couples, the grandparents are crawling the walls. They know, especially when you have a long Shabbos, right? They know on Friday afternoon they went into the hospital. We know as of Shabbos we didn't hear anything. Right? Yeah, it's just right. Yeah, the grandparents are crawling the walls. What is it? Is it a boy? Is it a girl? When's the bris? Shabbos bris? Everyone's tumbling. The question is very nice. You're tumbling. Is there any real heter for either the mother or the father to ask a guy? You gotta be careful if it's a guy. Make sure whenever you do Amin L'Nochi, make sure it's a guy. You know, I hate to sound, you know, try to find someone who's black or try to find someone who's Spanish. Because many times I know people that have tried very hard and they've just been unsuccessful and they've asked Jews. And it's a real problem in that case. So try to find a guy, you know. You usually figure out certain guy and they're pretty easy to tell. So you ask a guy, you say, do me a favor, call. Here's my parents' address, call them. Some people have a system. If you tell the guy, let it ring 3 times. So if it rings 3 times, that's a boy. If it rings 5 times, it's a girl. And they have all these systems set up before. So can you ask a guy to do that? So I found 2 great tshuvas about this. It's actually negated to what we're talking about over here. What would the justification be? The justification would be shvus to shvus. What's the shvus to shvus? I'm asking a guy to make a telephone call. A telephone call might be the rabbon. So it's a shvus to shvus, and here's the end part. Letzarech what? Letzarech harbe. My in-laws, my parents are climbing the walls. They need to know what to do. Letzarech harbe. Is that a justifiable het? So we'll read 2 tshuvas from contemporary achrenim on this matter. The first is from the Nishma Shabbos. He writes like this: Shaila, Misha Hovilu has bidal lebeis achrelim. Someone brings their daughter to the hospital. The even Mr. Kekes ladas hamisrachish, and mom wants to know what's happened. Did she have a girl? Did he have a boy? Imut aloy melakim she tzaltzol hal telephone lebeis achrelim ladasim yaldu mamatzav. Is it mutter to ask a guy to call the house so everyone should know what happened? This was the Shaila of the Nishma Shabbos. So he writes like this. He thinks there's no het. He says, but like this, let's say there was issues, you know, let's say there was a question, she had a complicated pregnancy, or right before Shabbos there were questions, is the baby going to be turned around, is the cord around its neck, all these creative problems. He says, people worried. They can't calm down. The mother is climbing the walls. Says the Nishma Shabbos, he thinks there's makom to be mekel. Why? The halacha is, hopefully we'll get to this later tonight as well, that bein hashmoshes, you're also allowed to ask a guy to do malacha for you. Now the question is, what are you allowed to ask a guy? He said, the halacha is, you're only allowed to ask a guy things that are mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Shaila, what about asking a guy to light a yartzeit candle? It's not technically a mitzvah. Are you allowed to do it? So Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mashal. He says, you are allowed. Why? He says, that's like a mitzvah, because it's so bothersome. If you don't light that ner yahrzeit, it's going to bother you till the next yahrzeit. So that tsar of agmas nefesh is enough of a motivation. So says the Nishma Shabbos, v'afshas kamasat poiskim, shapulas telefon ushar klei elektriki, chutz miner elektriki, except the actual a light. I mean, turning on a light bulb, that might be deraisa, but just an electric current, that might only be the rabbanon. Ein as rabbanon mikomokin. Gam shvus to shvus ein emoto, elo tzarech mitzvah hefse v'tzarech gadol. Even though people like to know, and we're very curious to know what our daughter had, the Nishma Shabbos doesn't think this is a viable hat. Don't tell me Lomdish is stickle tires of Shvus to Shvus to Tzarech. He doesn't buy it. The Debit Sina Rav writes in number 9, Hey Shafti, he paskind, Im Ef Shashem, Elanachim Erev Shabbos, Shiasa came b'Shabbos. He thinks you should try to think ahead. Say to yourself on Friday, whoever your nurse is on Friday, say, listen, if I have this baby on Saturday, do me a favor. Here's my parents' phone number. Call my parents and leave a message. U'b'Shabbos einen oimel anochi. You can't. Even on Shabbos, he says, don't tell the guy. Just tell the guy, girl. And he knows, because you told him on Friday, even though we spoke about last week, that amir l'anochi on Friday on Shabbos is also usur. But according to some Rishonim, it's not as bad, so he thinks you could be mat. Don't make 5 rings for a boy, 7 rings for a girl. Why do they care what the gender is? We know why they care what the gender is, but halachically speaking, why does it matter? All they need to know is that there's a healthy baby and the mother survived. He thinks that's a justifiable reason. He thinks you have who to rely on. The kar of loymish amekalei hifsid. The efshe sheschar mitzvah biyadai. Mitzvahs hasaris around him alev hayri ishtay. He thinks it's a mitzvah. You're calming your in-laws. It's a big mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to put your in-laws at ease when they find out what the baby is. Al kol zeh eneini roitz b'shum oifan lahat. It says the debatzin, even though that sounds very nice, I'm not going on a limb to say I think it's mutter. He says, ach v'raki sheshchas v'sholem memale doig. But let's say the taka was something to be nervous about. Coming in Erev Friday, last the parents heard that the baby was in a bad position and the cord was stuck around the neck and he and Aaron, they're going to have to do a C-section and emergency surgeries and all the scary things that can happen. He thinks then in that case, it might be mutter to have the nurse call before. But other than that, just so the parents can know what to have. So some people say, what do you mean? It's tzarech mitzvah. They have to know when to make the shalom zacher, when to make the kiddush, when to have the name, all these are tzarech mitzvahs. So the achrayim reject it. So halacha maisa, I thought these two tshuvas are very interesting because this happens all the time. People right away, they tell the nurse, right after the baby comes out, first person is they tell the nurse, call my parents, call my in-laws, everyone has to know. I don't think that's correct. I don't think that's right. Even the tshuvas that are, these tshuvas, I don't think are telling you lechatchila you should do it. They're saying, b'diyev b'shazatchak. So I'm mentioning for those grandparents that, you know, don't make your kids nuts to call you on Shabbos. Tell them that it's probably better they'll find out Matzah Shabbos.
If they have a more of a serious situation.
So if it's a more of a serious situation.
Taking away bad salad to him.
Yeah, so then already it's so here he's saying them.
So one child goes with them in the ambulance.
Right.
And he wants to call his brother and sister to tell her. You know,
so then it sounds like you could be makeup. People in Mamish and Shpil, because they're climbing the walls. They don't know. Did they live? Did they, you know? So again, if you know, you have to know your crowd also. If you know your crowd and your crowd is a Tariq of people and they say, no, you know, we'll wait till after Shabbos. So I don't see any heter at all. If you know your crowd that the Mamish, they can't eat, they can't sleep, they're climbing the walls. So then I guess you could be Samech on all that we discussed here. But I just thought these tshuvas were interesting because this happens all the time. So we should be aware of it, that it's not so pashut to ask a guy to do so. The next case that comes up that is very relevant, that I had the Shaila of Mamish 2 weeks ago, which was the motivation why I started talking about Amir L'Nochri. A Talmud of my Tomi is going on vacation to somewhere in the middle of nowhere, and the only hotel is a hotel with an electric key. So what do you do on Shabbos with a hotel with an electric key? How do you get into your room? How do you get out of your room? What are you supposed to do? So the real answer is don't go to that hotel. That's the real answer. The problem is many times we find ourselves in situations where we go away for programs or hotel programs or Shabbos programs and we get to the hotel and we only find out later that's the only option. They didn't tell us before that there's no other option. So a lot of the, I actually have a brother who was a locksmith and by profession before Pesach he goes to all the hotels and changes them over. He does this, makes a lot of, it's a good parnasa for him.
There
he changes.
Worse problems besides the toilets of the sixth.
Right, so those problems are bigger problems, right? Those are real problems. But here, how do you get into your room? It's only an electric magnetic light. So it's interesting if you look on the Starcase website, the Starcase website says you can ask a guy to open the door for you. What's the heter? Shvos, the shvos, the tzarech mitzvah. You gotta sleep on a bed, you gotta get into your room. But the Starcase says this means it's gotta be the tzarech mitzvah, which means it's gotta be once at night, when you're going into your room, and once in the afternoon, take your Shabbos afternoon nap maybe. But to go into your room 42 times a day just to be in your room, to enjoy the amenities of your hotel room, that's not a tzarich mitzvah. That's not a good heter. So he says, the Star K writes that you could be samech on this, however, you should not do this all the time. Go in and out of your room. I left this day. I want to go into my room. I want to look at the linen. I want to look at the view. That's not a tzarich. So you should really limit the amount of times you ask the guy to open the door for you. That's the opinion of the Star K. Rabbi Belsky Zatzal in his Sefer Shulchan Alevi discusses this shaila. And he comes to the same conclusion. That let's say you want to tell me that the guy sliding the electric cart is only a derabbanan. Let's say you'll tell me it's shvus to shvus. He says it's got to be a tzarech mitzvah. And he says it's pasha to him that they should not give hashkacha to a hotel that does not have a key option for Shabbos and Yom Tov. So he writes. He writes over here, he says, in number 10, Va'al kein ein leshtamish behetiz el b'shas t'cha gadol. You can only use this heter, because what's it based on? It's based on shvus to shvus. Good. Shvus to shvus needs to be either tzarech mitzvah or tzarech gadol. Yes, I think if you don't come to a hotel Friday afternoon and your only bed is sleeping where you have to ask them to slide a card in, it's tzarech gadol. The other option is to sleep in the lounge. It's not a tzarech. You have no option. Says Rabbi Belsky, but he says, ubetach she'en levadis hakashvus losses hechshel malon shekazeh. It's pasha to him, they should not give hashkacha to these types of hotels. Ki hisbaru shechelik me'orchem hapachas daitim. He says, it's simple, you have a lot of guests, you have a mixed group. Not everyone's so knowledgeable. So one guy is very firm. He knows you got to ask the guy. The other guy says, oh, I'll swipe it myself. That's wrong. Even though these people are religious enough that they want a kosher, they're not going to go to a treifa, but they heard this is kosher. It's under the OU. So they're going to sign up and they'll say, oh, here's your card. But just remember, always ask the guy. So some hotels won't even give you the electric card on Shabbos. They won't give it to you. Because as Rabbi Belsky points out, that card is muktzah. Of muktzah on the card. So they won't even give you the card. This way you won't be tempted to swipe it yourself. You'll just have to ask the guy to open it for you, which again is also us. So he says it's pasha to him. This is very good for my brother-in-law's business, right? They'll only give hashkacha to those hotels that have non-magnetic doors. So again, if you're going to go away to a Shabbos hotel, the first question you should ask them is, do you have a key option? If they tell you you don't have a key option,
it's
because it's a big ASIC for them. So halacha l'maisa, I can't tell you, maybe you shouldn't schedule a vacation, but if you're already there, like let's say this guy who called me up, he already gets, he already made tickets, there's no other option. He tried getting a key option they didn't have. But sometimes, so that's what a lot of people do. Also, this guy told me he was in a place where he felt it was dangerous. He felt that someone's going to rob him. Okay, maybe those are real fears. Maybe those are fake fears. I'm not sure. But again, if you find yourself in this situation, b'shas hatchakt is what to be samechan. So that's again borrowing the same idea of shvus to shvus l'tzarich mitzvah. There's another heter which is brought down in Ramon Shulchan Aruch that Ramon held if the thing you're asking a guy to do is a dover she'ena mischavin, even if it's a psikaration. The thing you're asking a guy to do is not that you want the actual thing, but you want something else that you need to do in order to get to that final result. But it's for sure going to happen. It's what we call a davish eidem eschavin with a psikration. What's the classic example? So Rav Moshe talks about the shayla of the refrigerator with the light bulb on. Person comes Shabbos and he realizes, up, I left the refrigerator. So in my house, the first day I moved into my apartment, I took the light out of the refrigerator. It serves no purpose, it just makes headaches. I don't need it, take it out. If I can't find something in the back, it's because I don't need it. Right? But those people that have the refrigerator light on in their fridges, it creates a big shell. What happens if you forget it on Shabbos? What are the options? So Rav Moshe says, it's not a problem. You can ask a guy to open the door. Why? Because when the guy is opening the door, what happens? The light goes on. Does the guy care for the light to go on? No. The guy wants the door open. That's what he's doing for you, to open in the door. So it's a davish and a mischavin. It's a psikuresha. So what? Mishnah Berurah paskins. I have it over photocopied it, that psikuresha on a davish and a mischavin is mutter. Even if it's a psikuresha, it's a nichle. Even if, let's say, you'll get some hana out of the light being open. So what? Amil and achwi, there's no isser on a davish and a mischavin psikuresha. So based on this, Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva, number 11, you have an electric light that goes on when you open the door, it goes off when you close the door. You forgot to take it on Erev Shabbos. You can't open it yourself. Why? That's a psikresha. We pass him psikresha even the lenichale is also. There's a shitas ha'aruch quoted in the Tosfos Ksubis that psikresha de lenichle is mutter. We don't pass him like that. We pass him psikresha de lenichle is awesome. Oh, good. That's awesome. It's active Moshe. You can't close. Let's say you open it accidentally. You open the fridge by mistake, and now the light goes on. You can't close the fridge, Dr. Moshe. Why? So what? Let's say you say, I don't care. Nami yosu. It might be you do want it. You don't need the fridge. Okay. Zokje Moshe. Ve'im ikra hamacholim shechin lo Shabbos nimtza sham. If let's say the majority of your food is in the fridge, yesh lahatil of teich edinochi. You can ask a guy. Va'anochi yisal gam esor. And the guy, if he's a smart guy, can take the bulb out. Shegam utzarech deishulchol ikachol sudashniya. Why? Kedeis beramad the noigim lahakol tzarech godlo ba'amir lanochi afilim lachas gemura. Va'psicha muta edinochi afkish ein tzarech kolkach. So you don't even need it to be a big tzarech. Why? B'shem dekim v'she'en meschav and halak or afshu psikreisha mota loy melanoch gidisa b'magen Avraham. So you might have a loy melanoch shisalak is or, but to ask her to take out the bulb, that you can't do, because that's not meschav.
What if he can't open the door and say, why you have it open? What's the melanoch at that point when he pulls out? Because it's
to pull out the bulb.
He pulls the bulb. It's gonna
because he's disconnecting the. So there's an interesting shaila. That in the Sefer be based midrashes shall base from the Reb Shmuel Vozner's base medrash. They talk about what about taping? Asking the guy to tape the light, to tape that little piece that opens. So he has a whole discussion. What malach would be involved in that? Would that be the derisus or would that be the rabbanans? Cutting a piece of tape and putting it on the to hold the stick to hold it down. So he discusses that length. He thinks it's all the rabbanans. So you might even be able to ask the guy to not only if the guy doesn't take the bulb out, you can ask the guy for, you know what? Just can you be fair? Can you tape it? He's cutting, so you have to say it's not mechatech because he's not cutting it down to a specific size. He's sticking it on, but it's only going to come off after a few hours, a few days, so it's not really, it's only the rabban. So he has a whole stuk there. He wants to justify a lot of that. However, the best thing would be is the guy opens it up, you tell the guy, listen, you know, we're going to be doing this a whole Shabbos, so you might as well take a chair and get comfortable. So the guy says, I got an idea. Can I just take the bulb out? Now, you can't tell him yes. You can just say, I think that's a good idea. Because if you tell him yes, that's remiza derech tzivoy, which is awesome. So if the guy says, should I just take the bulb out? You should say, hey, I think that would be a great idea if the bulb was removed. That would be mutter. But other than that, you're stuck. So Rav Moshe held you allowed to do this. Now, that's only a case where there's a huge tzarech. Because then you could be saying, well, because it depends how much is in the fridge. If what's in the fridge is, you know, the chrein and the soda, that's not such a big tzarech. So then you might not... That you
comes can, Friday night, he's not coming back Shabbos.
Right, so if it's a yud tzarech, that's, let's say, the bulk of the Shabbos meal, which is a little hard to figure out how that would be for Friday night, but Shabbos day, maybe, you have the kol cuts and the bulk of the meal, the kol cuts and whatever. So Rav Moshe says, in that case, you could be samech on maybe to say it's a tzarech kodl, and a tzarech kodl, maybe you can even take the bulb out. But Rav Moshe says, if it's just a question of, you know, you want to get the soda out, and, you know, whatever, then the best thing would be just have him open the door. Now, not everyone agreed to this Rav Moshe. Some people disagree, and they said, that's not true. It's not considered Dov HaShem Mischavim Sekreishim. It's considered Dov HaMischavim. Because since every time you open the light, it automatically goes on, that now deems it somehow no longer Dov HaShem Mischavim Sekreishim. It's now us. That was supposedly the opinion of Abul Yashin. He held, if you look in Shemir Shabbos Kachas, number 12, we can't read it inside, we don't have enough time, that Ibn Zaman was changed his mind. At one point he held like this, in Shemir Shabbos Kachas, he passed him like that, and then at some point he changed his mind. And he felt maybe not. Maybe turning on the light would be considered Dov HaShem Mischavim. And if it's Dov HaShem Mischavim, it would be awesome. But I think the Velta Samech and Rav Moshe, that you could ask a guy. Why is this Shaila relevant? It's relevant to another area. Let's say you want to clean your dishes on Shabbos. Let's say you ask the guy to wash the dishes. So there's two choices over here. So if you tell the guy, just wash the dishes. So that's what Rabbi Belsky held. Rabbi Belsky held, you tell the guy, wash the dishes, and he does what he wants. He wants to turn on the hot water. He wants to turn on, that's Adaita Denafshi, he's doing it on his own. Let's say you tell the guy specifically, turn on the hot water. What's wrong with turning on the hot water? Why? I don't care to cook the new hot water. What I really care about is the old hot water sitting in the tank. The only way I can get to the hot water is if I cook new water. So can you make the argument that cooking up hot water would be deemed a Dov HaShem Mischavim? Maybe Psikreisha Denichalei, but according to the Magen Avraham, Dov HaShem Mischavim is Mutah Adei in a Yehudi. So I can even ask the guy explicitly, wash the dishes with hot water, and I don't have to be concerned about Amir Lanachri. Shmir Shabbos Kachas, the Pascha is like that. Rabbi Belsky says that he heard from Rav Moshe that Rav Moshe said absolutely not. Rav Moshe held that turning on the hot water faucet on Shabbos is mischavin, and he quotes over here, I put it on the next page, that Rav Moshe's lashon was, it's mevashel biyadayim and chayv chatas. Rav Belsky quotes b'shem Rav Moshe that Rav Moshe held if you would turn on the hot water on Shabbos, and it'd be bezdin and hasra, you'd have to bring a chatas. Why? Because that's mamish bishel. It's not dov v'shem mischavin. So that would be very negay. Can you ask a guy directly to wash the hot dishes for you? If it's a Dov HaShem Mischavim, so you can be Samech on the Magen Avraham. If you hold like Rabbi Belsky calls B'Shem Rav Moshe, that's not, then L'Chari you'd not be allowed to. But Rabbi Belsky does conclude, what you could do is just tell the guy to wash the dishes and let him do what he wants. He says even a bigger Chiddush. He can even use the dishwasher. The guy chooses to. He could use many acronyms, say he can't use a dishwasher because that makes too much noise, and that's a reish maskol. That's prohibited. But if you want to worry about the hot dishes, just tell the guy, do me a favor, wash the dishes. And he does what he wants with it. That was the opinion of Rabbi Belsky. But the Shmir Shabbos Kachasi says, no, you can even ask the guy directly to wash with the hot water because that's considered a Dov Shem Eschavin with a Dov Shem Eschavin, which is Mutta Adi in Yehudi. That's a little bit of a discussion. Now, the Debrei Tzina Rav on the first page, I just want to mention it outside. He talks about a shayla like this. Let's say you live in Williamsburg. There's no goyim for miles and miles and miles. You live in Yerushalayim, right? What do you do? What do you do now? You're stuck. What do you do with the refrigerator? So he says, this idea of asking a kid to do it is wrong. He said, ask a kid to do it. We're going to learn, not tonight, but the halacha is if you ask a kid to do malacha, it's as if you asked a goyim, you're not allowed to be nana from it. This is a problem we have today. People ask the kid, get the kid to do it. First of all, it's bad chinuch. That's A. Exactly, it's also, you're not allowed to be nether from it. So he says, what can you do? So he comes up with the following scenario. Maybe what you can do is pull out the plug from the wall. He suggested maybe it's better to pull out the plug from the wall than pulling out the direct bulb. So he suggests maybe, b'shas al chagodol, you got to look at the lashon inside on number 12. He says, maybe, and there's no other option, nothing else you could do, then, and you have nothing to eat, and no one to eat by here and there, and there's medication, and there's medication in the fridge that someone needs to take, and you got to get into that fridge, and there's no goy. He says, what do you do? In such a case, he thinks, if Yisrael takes out the teka, mehakoysel, he takes out the plug from the wall, kalachayad, either with your foot or with the back of your hand, b'zman shamekar reshevis, when the motor is not running, he thinks that's what you can be samech on. B'shasatcha gadol 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 ad moed. That's basically what he says in the truth. Right. So he's very. So I'm not saying this is something to really be samech on, but in case again, I find most of the time you're not going to have such a big tzricha. So unless you have a case where a kid has, let's say you have a kid that has strep throat, and the medication's in the fridge, the kid needs to take the medication. The whole Shabbos is three doses. That might be again, I'm not a doctor, but it might be a big tzricha. So in that case,
let's say you have six pieces of matzah out. Should you just have that for a meal?
Yeah, I think that would probably be better. You go to a neighbor, borrow a little bit. Maybe you know, people. Yeah, you'll be a little uncomfortable. I think that would probably be better. Again, I'm not saying in that case you can't be samech on shvus to shvus, but to be samech on pulling the plug out of the wall, I wouldn't do. Just to wrap up, I know we're short on time, as I thought we would be. The last case where Amir Lanachu is mut without a doubt is Bein Hashmoshes. The Gemara says in Erevin that we waive is certain Isurid Rabbanans Bein Hashmoshes. So one of those that are waived is the Isser of Amir Lenoch. It's Mutter Lechatchila to go over to a guy, Bein Hashmashes, and ask a guy to do Malacha on your behalf, as long as it's either something that's a Tzarech Mitzvah, or, as we saw earlier, something that's going to bother you very much, like the case of the Yardside candle. How long is Bein Hashmashes? So Moshe Feinstein writes in the Tshuva that in this part of the world, it's 40 minutes. Which means you have up to 40 minutes after Shkia. So now, let's say when Shkia is, let's say, 8:30, it's a little earlier, it's 8:30. So according to Rav Moshe, you have up till 9:10 to knock on your Goyish neighbor and say, do me a favor, I forgot to turn on the Shabbos, I forgot to turn the light on in the bathroom, I forgot to turn on this. All these things that are Tzarech Shabbos, they're all Mutter Ask a Goy. What happens if a lady forgot to light Shabbos candles? So the halach is, you go over to the Goy, you ask to light Shabbos candles. Who makes the bracha? That's a big shayla. We paskin, many achrena paskin, the Isha can't make the bracha in such a case. No bracha, it's not makif, but she doesn't make the bracha. So again, so the heter of Bein Hashmashes exists up to 40 minutes after Shkia. Now it gets a little bit more tricky in the summer months, where we're mekabel Shabbos earlier, while other Jews don't have Shabbos. Then you can even ask a Jew to do malacha for you, even if it's not a big tzarech. You can ask a Jew to turn off something which is just to save money, because it's not yet Shabbos for him. So that's something that we all need to be aware of, that Bein Hashmashes, I had a guy knock on my door, it must have been an hour after Shkia. Knocks on my door and he tells me he was by one of the older women in our apartment building and she forgot to light Shabbos candles and she was mamish depressed. Are we allowed to ask a guy to light the candles? So pashtas not, right? It's not Bein Hashmashes anymore. So that maybe you'll tell me you can do it based on the balaita, shvus to shvus, she's so depressed. Maybe you'll tell me it's a tzairich because she's so depressed. Again, lighting the candles are their rice. It's not a shvus to shvus. But I told him I think in that case she's not allowed to light the candles. There's one other issue that I want to get to. There's a shayla in the machloikas achreinim. Let's say you ask a guy to do something, and he asks another guy to do it. Amira le Amira. So the question is that mutter? Is Amira le Amira mutter? So Mishnah Berurah has a whole discussion about it. So Rabbi Shawai says, this is very negay, let's say in a hotel. You come down to the hotel Friday night, and there's something wrong. So you tell the front desk, I need my light turned off. The front desk is not going. He's going to call the radio and hire another guy to do it. So is that, would that be called Amira la Amira? So Rabbi Shavuos writes in Minchas Asher and Pasha's boy, he's not so sure if that's really Amira la Amira. That's all one big chefza. This is the business, the company. Amir Lamir means you knock on your friend's door, you say, I need you to turn off the light. The guy says, I'm too lazy. So he knocks on the other guy's door and he asks him to come. So that's a big shayla. How far does Amir La Amir go? But in any case, we have to be remind ourselves of the Shulchan Aruch Paskes that if we ask, either if we ask a guy, or the guy does it on our behalf, and it's not allowed to be done, you're not allowed to derive pleasure from what he did. Shulchan Aruch's case, it talks about when the guy turns on a light on behalf of a Jew, or it was he was asked when you were not allowed to be asked, then you're not allowed to be nenef from the light. But Behalacha writes in Siman Shin Chafei, who adin if a katan does that. So there's an interesting machlokes between Rabbi Mezav and Orbach and Chaim Kineski. Let's say the dad goes over to the 9-year-old son, or let's call it a 6-year-old son on Erev Shabbos. He says, do me a favor, turn on the bathroom light in the bathroom. And the kid forgets. Now it's a Friday night, and dad says, did you turn on the light in the bathroom? He says, I forgot. And he goes and turns it on now. Did the kid turn on the light for himself? Because if not, he's going to get the wrath of his father. Or did the kid turn on the light for the adults? What's the nafkamina? The Be'alacha says, if the katan did it for himself, then everyone can be nana from it. If the katan did it for everyone else, then you can't be nana from it. So that's a machlokes Rishon Mezalman and Reb Chaim Kineski. Halacha l'maaseh, it's not clear. But again, I think the idea is we have to always be very careful. Whenever dealing with Amir L'Nochi, make sure that we're doing it properly, because if not, we might not be able to derive any pleasure from what the guy did on our behalf. Mitzvah Shem next week.